Chapter 2. A Ghost in the Night.
As she led me, Zilla told me to cover the lantern and stay quiet. "He has strange ideas about this room," she said, opening a door. "He doesn't let people sleep there, but I don't know why. I've only lived here for a couple of years. A lot of strange things happen in this house." I was too tired and shocked to be interested at that moment. She showed me a small bare room that had a chair and a small bed next to the only window. Then she closed the door and left me. I immediately got into bed and put my lantern on the window ledge. The ledge had a few old books at one end, and someone had scratched some words in its paint. Catherine Earnshaw, Catherine Heathcliff, Catherine Linton. I quickly fell asleep and had many strange dreams before I was slowly woken by the sound of a branch knocking on the glass of the window. I sat up and tried to open it, but the window would not move. Feeling tired and angry, I pushed harder, and suddenly my hand went through the glass. But instead of a branch, a small, cold hand closed around mine. Then a girl's voice cried, "Let me in! Let me in!" I suddenly felt very frightened. "Who are you?" I asked, and tried to pull my hand free, but those cold fingers held it hard.
"Catherine Linton," the voice replied. "I've been lost on the moor, but I'm home now."
"Let me go, and I will let you in," I said, and the fingers relaxed. I pulled back my hand quickly and pushed the pile of books across the ledge in front of the broken window. "I'll never let you in," I shouted. "Not in 20 years.
"It's been 20 years, cried the voice. "I've been lost on the moor for 20 years.
These words were followed by a scratching sound, and then the books began to move forward on the window ledge. I jumped out of bed and screamed. The next moment, there was the sound of a man's feet coming quickly towards my bedroom door before it was pushed open. Then Mr. Heathcliff came into the room with a lantern and said quietly, "Is anyone here?" I stood up. "It is only your guest, sir," I said. "I had a bad dream and it made me scream. I'm sorry if I woke you, but this room is full of ghosts. I understand now why you keep it locked. That crazy woman, what is she called? Catherine Linton or Earnshaw? She said she'd been on the moor for 20 years. When he heard this, he closed his eyes and groaned. Then a tear ran slowly down his face, and I immediately felt very angry with myself because, of course, he knew the woman. I remembered the other name I had seen scratched in the paint, Catherine Heathcliff. Mr. Heathcliff opened his eyes.
"Mr. Lockwood, you can sleep in my room. I will not sleep now."
I took the lantern and left the room. And then I heard something that made me stop. I turned to see Mr. Heathcliff getting onto the bed and pushing open the window. Then he cried out into the night,
"Catherine, do come! Oh, do come once more!"
But there was nothing outside but the snow and blowing wind. I went downstairs quickly and found a chair near the fire in the kitchen. I sat down on it and finally went back to sleep. When I woke, it was morning and there were voices. Zillah was making a new fire, while the younger woman sat next to her in a chair next to the dresser and read a book. Mr. Heathcliff was standing with his back towards me, and he was shouting at Zillah. Then he turned to the young woman and said,
"And there you are, doing nothing again. Everyone in this house works for their food and bed."
"You can shout, but I will do nothing," the woman replied tiredly.
She put down her book and stood up. The next moment, Mr. Heathcliff lifted a hand, but she jumped away from him to a safe corner. I moved forward quickly, and Mr. Heathcliff put his hands in his pockets. He knew that he could not hit a woman in front of a guest. I did not wait to have breakfast with them, but quickly rode my horse home through the snow. Mr. Heathcliff led me most of the way without speaking. When we got to Thrushcross Grange, he left me and turned back to Wuthering Heights. The worried servants were waiting for me, but I did not speak to them. Instead, I went straight to bed, feeling weak and sick.